The study from the British Soil Association reports the U.S. has increased farm subsidies by $12 billion over the past 3 years to make up for lower exports. Many European countries will not allow the import of genetically modified food. They say it hasn't been proven to be safe for human consumption. But U.S. farmers refute the report. Leon Corzine is a Central Illinois corn and soybean farmer. He says a report criticizing the economics of genetically modified crops is nothing more than propaganda.
If biotech crops, just like any other item, if it is not economically viable, they don't last and we don't use them. And that's the way I operate on my farm.
Corzine says there are so many variables in the agriculture industry that it's impossible to blame one thing for higher subsidies. He also says while some European countries are turning away U.S. grain, other countries are increasing their import levels. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.